I invite the young children to come up and join me in the front. And I'm going to have you actually sit down and have a seat on the pew. We got lots of stuff to trip over on the stairs this morning. You might not have heard of me this morning.
Yeah.
Good morning. I'm going to show you a word in just a moment on this sheet of paper, and I want you to tell me what it means. Are you ready? You know this word. You know the word? You know what it means? Okay, let's start with, how to pronounce it. You know how to pronounce this, right? Take this sheet right here instead of the thing. You know how to pronounce that word? No? Would it help you if maybe I told you how it's pronounced? You don't want to take a guess? No? Alright. It's pronounced geez. Does that help?
Jeff.
Say it again?
Jeff.
There's a very closely related word, Jeff. Jeff. You know these words? Yes?
No, you.
No, no, you don't know. We're out of trouble here, aren't we? Okay. How about if I told you a story in which you would use this word, okay? So you are passing a friend. Your friend is coming out of the cafeteria. You are going into the cafeteria, and your friend says, "Hey, did you eat yet?" What does it mean? Did you eat yet? But when we say it, we often don't say, "Did you eat yet?" We say, "Hey, did you eat yet?" So you got the duh from did, you got yup, you got eat. Geez, you knew this word. You just didn't know what it meant until I told you what. What were you missing when I showed you this word? What did you need to know in order to know what this word was? Go ahead. You need to know what it sounded like, and you need to know what else. What did I have to do before you finally got what it was? Okay, so I had to put it in a sentence for you. Right. We call it, the big fancy word for this is called context. If I just show you this word, you don't know what it means. If I give you words around it, the story around it, you know what it means. Let me give you a stronger example from life. This is more significant than what I want to really tell you this morning. Let's say you're walking down the hallway, if you remember those days long ago when you were at school. You remember what that was like? It's going to come again very soon. Right? You're walking down the hallway at school, let's say you have a friend named Mike. You're walking down the hallway of school, and there's a group of people talking on one side of the hallway. And as you pass them, don't do the rest of the conversation. All you hear is Jenny saying, "Mike's in trouble now." And that's all you hear, and you keep on walking. And in your next class, you see your friend, Mike. What are you going to tell your friend, Mike, when you see him? "He's in trouble." And when Mike says, "Why am I in trouble?" What are you going to say? "I don't know, because I just heard somebody talking about you." What might else he say? Is there any other possible answer? When he says, "Why am I in trouble?" Who am I in trouble with? With who? Not with the teacher. Who said Mike's in trouble? Well, maybe you might say you're in trouble with the teacher, but Jenny is another student, so you might say you're in trouble with Jenny, right? Now, if Mike hears that he's in trouble, because you told him, what is he going to think? How is he going to feel? Especially when he's about to see Jenny, maybe in the next class. But scared. He might be a little bit afraid. He might get nervous around Jenny now because he knows he's in trouble, but he doesn't know why. Now, let's imagine that we knew now what the story was. So Jenny's in this conversation, and she says this line, "Mike's in trouble now." What if I told you that Mike and Jenny are both on the baseball team, and Mike is an excellent pitcher. And in practice, he always strikes out all the players on the team, including Jenny. And Jenny thinks that the reason that she's been struck out is because she doesn't have a good enough bat. So she finally gets herself an aluminum bat. And so she's telling her friends about this, and she says, "Mike's in trouble now. He's not going to strike me out anymore in practice." Now, is Mike really in trouble? What did Jenny mean when she said Mike's in trouble now? Go ahead. Right. So Jenny's not really saying Mike's in trouble, like he's going to get punished for something. What it really means is the record is striking everybody out is no longer going to stand. And Jenny's really Jenny has an aluminum baseball bat? No, he doesn't. If anything, he might want to work on his pitching, but that doesn't make it necessarily mean he has to be afraid of Captain. But he doesn't know that. Why doesn't he know that? Because... only knew one part, which is only heard Jenny say, man, Mike's in trouble now. So, let's say that we hear, let's change the scenario. We go by the hallway, and Jenny says, man, Mike's in trouble now. And you are concerned about your friend Mike, because you like him, you know, you want to try to take care of him, like friends do. Right? How do we make sure that when we go and talk to Mike, we have the whole story? No. You what? Okay. You can sort of move to the other side of the hallway and stay around and eavesdrop on the rest of the conversation. That may not be the best solution. I think there's a better solution to this. You can say what you're going to say, Captain. Probably the same. You can ask, what are you guys talking about? You can stop and ask Jenny, what do you mean Mike's in trouble? Because you're concerned about him as a friend. And then you'll get the whole story. This is very important for us. Very important for us. This is like one of the most important lessons we can learn in life, is when we hear a little bit of a story, instead of judging early on, instead of just carrying that piece of information and telling people, and maybe making them scared and afraid, we ask questions. So in our scripture reading from the book of James this morning, Mr. Sandoval just read us, he says, be listeners. Be quick to listen, slow to talk, and very slow to anger. One of the greatest Christian disciplines we can have is to listen. When we hear something that doesn't make sense or that we don't understand, what do we do? You say out loud, this doesn't make sense what you said. What did you say? You can say, please explain. Another way to phrase that is to ask. If you hear something you don't understand, ask about it so that you can make it clear. Make sense? Yes? Cool. Let me say a blessing for you before I send you back to your seat. Lord, I ask that you would put your Holy Spirit on these young ones here before me this morning, and in fact, all of us. Make us listeners, slow to speak, always quick to ask questions, so that we can extend grace in every situation. Lord, make that so for us, so that we can show your love to the world in the name of Jesus Christ.